Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Lighthouse Classic at Ulverston on the weekend, our usual pre-season tournament, and you had teams from all over the place. So I'll just go through the winner of the men's competition. Burnie beat Penguin, and in the women's, Penguin Lady Blues beat Hobart Phoenix. So pretty happy with how that all turned out?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always an exciting time of year when the Ulverston Lighthouse Classic comes around, because it's basically the start of the basketball calendar. All our NWBU senior roster and junior rosters, everything follow on from that. So, yeah, it was a great weekend. The Ulverston Basketball Association did a great job as always, and it was very pleasing to see two teams from the coast get the victory.
Yeah, very good. What's the process with restrictions regarding crowd numbers as it stands at the moment?
Currently, stadium's allowed to have 500 people in total, but there's also a per square metre restriction there as well. So we'll be working closely with our Northwest associations to make sure that they're complying and they're aware of everything that's going on COVID-wise, to make sure that it's a successful start to the season.
Righto. And the start to the NWBU roster is this Friday night. So the games are Devonport against Somerset at Devonport, Penguin hosting Burnie, Smithton at home against Ulverston, and Wynyard hosting Latrobe. So women on at about 6:30?
The women are starting at 7, and then the men will be starting at approximately 8:30.
8:30, so, right, yep.
Yeah, it's exciting. It should be good. Looking forward to the first game tipping off.
You going to suit up again yourself this season or what?
Yes, having a run for Somerset this season again. So, we'll see how we go. We've got a pretty young team. So, but across the board, it's going to be a very, very even roster. I think all teams are going to be pretty evenly matched, especially on the men's side of things. And the women as well, so it's going to be hard to get a win, that's for sure.
Last year, at the start of the season, it was like, before it all went to COVID, you were running games earlier in the week and Friday as well. Is it going to be just Fridays, or when do we go back to Tuesdays, or what's the plan?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the first round of the roster, there's three double-headers, so we have Friday, Tuesday games. And then it'll be Fridays basically until the NBL 1 roster starts, looking like sort of mid to late April.
Yeah.
We're working closely with the Northwest Thunder, and we'll go back to Tuesdays from then on. So generally the last round of the roster is played on a Tuesday night, just to avoid any clashes with the NBL 1.
Yeah. What's the plan for the juniors, mate?
Yeah, juniors, we're looking forward to the juniors. Obviously last year was a little bit of a delayed start and didn't quite get a full season up, so we will have our junior roster grading tournament, which is scheduled for late Feb on the 20th and 21st, and then 27th, 28th. And then the actual roster will be starting in mid-March. So the soon comes around pretty quickly. I know all the associations are getting their teams organised on the floor now, and, yeah, looking forward to getting stuck into it.
Good time to be involved in basketball, isn't it, mate, with the Jack Jumpers coming up soon?
Absolutely, there's no better time to be in basketball than right now. It's especially for our younger athletes. I think, you know, there's a legitimate pathway to remain in Tasmania and aspire to be that professional athlete. I think all basketball fans are basically on the edge of their seat, waiting for the first game that the Jack Jumpers play in the NBL. So, as a basketball fan myself, I can't wait.
Thanks a lot.
Fantastic. Thanks, mate.